Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, March 12th. Currently with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is north at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.74. The dew point is 29 degrees, and the current wind chill is 30 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. With budgets tight, a small town in Butler County is trying to figure out how they're losing precious water.
The city of Towanda is trying to figure out where they're losing about 50,000 gallons of water every day. So far this year, that's cost the city about $114,000 in lost revenue. Cake News reports the city has discovered and fixed several large leaks in its distribution system in the past year, but is still losing tens of thousands of gallons of water. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The Kansas Department of Transportation encourages counties, cities, towns, transit agencies, and metro planning organizations to apply for grant funds through the Safe Streets and Roads for All program. The federally funded effort aims to support planning, infrastructure, and other initiatives to prevent death and serious injury on roads and streets across the state. KDOT will host a webinar on Thursday with more information about how to apply, and you can register for that webinar now with KDOT. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to the latest labor report, unemployment inched up in January to 1.9% from 1.3% in December in Kansas. Unemployment remains very low across northwest Kansas, with all counties below 2.5%, with the exception of Trigo County at 3.3% and Graham County at 3.4%. Locally, Phillips, Smith, and Norton counties were 2% and Decatur County 2.1%. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.6% for the state in January, which is unchanged from 2.6% in December and a decrease from 2.8% in January 2023. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment decreased by 1,200 from December, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs decreased by 1,800 over the month, while government increased by 600. Since January 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 8,500, and this change is due to an increase of 7,000 private sector jobs and the increase of 1,500 government jobs. The District Court of Shawnee County has issued an injunction saying that Kansas driver's licenses are required to list a person's sex at birth and not the gender someone identifies as. Attorney General Kobach said the decision is a victory for the rule of law and common sense, as the legislature wisely stated that state agencies should record biological sex at birth, and on Monday, the court held that meaning of the law to be clear. In June, Governor Kelly said she would not enforce a provision of SB 180 that stated a driver's license could only record biological sex, so Kobach sued the Kelly administration officials for not enforcing the provision. On Monday, the court held that in sum, the language of the statute is clear. KSA 77207 applies to require the sex designation on driver's licenses and the corresponding information in the Kansas Department of Revenue database to identify the licensee's biological sex as male or female at birth. In response to the injunction, the communications coordinator for Governor Kelly, Grace Hodge, said they're reviewing the court's decision to determine their potential next steps. On Monday, Congressman Jake LaTurner of Kansas introduced the Rural Emergency Hospital Adjustment Act in the House of Representatives. This legislation would allow previously closed rural hospitals to reopen and apply for the Rural Emergency Hospital designation if they can demonstrate they met all eligibility requirements. And Senator Jerry Moran has introduced companion legislation in the United States Senate. Representative LaTurner stated that expanding access to affordable and quality health care is vital to strengthening Kansas's rural communities. He said he was proud to introduce the Rural Emergency Hospital Adjustment Act to give rural hospitals the opportunity to continue serving Kansans by reopening their emergency and outpatient operations. The designation enables certain hospitals to convert to the new Medicare provider designation, which helps rural hospitals to continue operating with limited services rather than closing. Currently, hospitals are only eligible for the designation if they met the requirements when the legislation was signed into law on December 27th of 2020. However, the Rural Emergency Hospital Adjustment Act would extend the eligibility date back to June 1st of 2015 for hospitals that were either critical access hospitals or rural hospitals with no more than 50 beds. Governor Kelly announced two Northwest Kansas projects totaling $75 million have been added to the Kansas Department of Transportation's Ike Development Pipeline. The governor, along with Secretary of Transportation Calvin Reed, announced a total of 17 projects totaling $932 million from across the state are now included in the pipeline. In Northwest Kansas, the projects include the K-23 Modernization Project to reconstruct and add shoulders from I-70 north to County Road 406 in Sheridan and Gove counties for $40 million, and K-27 Modernization Project to reconstruct and add shoulders from 2.4 miles north of East U.S. 40 Junction north of Zigzag Road in Wallace County for $35 million. Kevin Schoenlander, a commissioner for the city of Hoxie, was among those joining Governor Kelly and others in the announcement, as representatives from Sheridan and Gove counties and the city of Hoxie have proactively advocated for the K-23 project, as the road serves as the main transportation artery between Hoxie and I-70. The move into the development pipeline now clears the way for preliminary engineering work to begin on these projects, which are located in every region of the state. A list of the Ike Development Pipeline projects and more information on modernization and expansion projects is available at ike.ksdot.gov. In Nebraska news, Lincoln Police reported that at around 3 a.m. on Saturday, a woman remotely started her Honda Pilot, which was left unlocked near 20th and J Streets. After about 2 minutes, she realized the vehicle was missing and the SUV's estimated value was $17,000. Later that day, officers located the vehicle in an alley near 26 and B Streets, and according to the arrest affidavit, 22-year-old Samuel Izaguirre was found sleeping inside the vehicle and arrested on suspicion of felony theft. A Lancaster County judge set his bond at $25,000, and he must pay $2,500 to be released from jail. According to Hamilton County District Court records, Jeffrey Adams, a man accused of beating his wife to death, has said pretrial publicity has made it impossible for him to get a fair trial in Hamilton County. In a change of venue motion filed on March 7th, the defense said that out of the 108 potential jurors, many said they knew about the case, couldn't set aside their opinion, or couldn't be fair and impartial. Adams has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of his wife, 49-year-old Angela Adams, who authorities say had been found dead on February 26, 2023. Investigators believe that Jeffrey Adams punched his wife multiple times the night before and then left their home as she was on the floor bleeding. A hearing on the motion for a change of venue is scheduled for March 25th at 3 p.m. According to the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office, on Saturday, March 9th, at around 3:40 p.m., a landlord was driving a vehicle near 134th Street and Mill Road when he found the body of a man in the middle of Salt Creek in Waverly. The sheriff's office reported that they do not know how long the body had been in the water or how it got there. However, they did say the death was highly suspicious. The sheriff's office said that they have not yet identified the body, though it's very unlikely that it's that of Tyler Goodrich, a Lincoln man who has been missing since November. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture, Kansas Rural Development Director Christy Davis, announced a little over $25 million in funding for two projects to help ensure Kansans and rural areas have access to reliable electricity. She said rural electric cooperatives are the backbone of power delivery in Kansas, and rural development is committed to helping cooperatives modernize and expand their service. This announcement is part of a larger national announcement of 39 projects in 21 states through the Electric Infrastructure Loan and Loan Guarantee Program. The funding will help utility providers and electric cooperatives build and improve electric infrastructure, smart grid technologies, and renewable energy systems. A $21 million loan will be used to connect 360 consumers and build and improve 66 miles of line. And this loan includes $349,062 in smart grid technologies for Western Cooperative Electric, which provides electric service to approximately 12,100 consumers over 4,020 miles of line in 13 counties. Headquartered in Waukini, Western Cooperative Electric service consumers are in Barton, Ellis, Ellsworth, Gove, Graham, Lincoln, Ness, Osborne, Rooks, Rush, Russell, Sheridan, and Trigo counties. And a $4,736,000 loan will be used to connect 148 consumers and build and improve 51 miles of line for Nemaha Marshall Electric, which is headquartered in the city of Axtell, serving 3,546 consumers through 1,464 miles of line through Jackson, Marshall, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Washington counties. The USDA Rural Development provides loans and grants to help expand economic opportunities, create jobs, and improve the quality of life for millions of Americans in rural areas. For more information, you can visit usda.gov. The State Conservation Commission, or SCC, will hold its regular meeting on Monday, March 18th at 9 a.m. at the Kansas Department of Agriculture office in Manhattan. The SCC consists of five elected commissioners, two ex officio members representing the Kansas State University Agriculture Experiment Station and Cooperative Extension Service, and two appointed members representing the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation consults with the SCC to protect and enhance Kansas's natural resources through the development, implementation, and maintenance of policies, guidelines, and programs that are designed to assist local governments and individuals in conserving the state's renewable resources. The meeting is a regularly scheduled board meeting and is open to the public. For more information about the meeting, including how to listen to the meeting through Zoom, or to request a copy of the agenda, you can contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture, DOC, at kda.doc@ks.gov, or by calling 785-564-6620. Anyone who requires special accommodations must make their needs known at least 24 hours prior to the meeting. The Dane G. Hansen Foundation has named 219 high school seniors from 49 Northwest Kansas schools as winners in its 49th annual scholarship competition. In selecting award winners, the scholarship committee considered proficiency in verbal and writing skills, among other important factors that included academic records, test scores, and community service in which the student may have participated. 35 Hanson Scholar winners were selected for the stipend of $6,500 for 1 year, which may be renewable for 3 additional years. The renewal of scholarships is based upon continued regard for the principles which guided the success of the late Dane G. Hanson, a 3.0 or better grade point average at the college level, and a progress update describing progress towards educational goals. Among this year's winners for the $6,500 scholarship locally is Wade David from Norton Community High School. The foundation offered 70 scholarships for Hanson student winners with awards of $4,000, which may be renewed for 1 additional year, provided the student has maintained a satisfactory academic record. The winners of this scholarship are from Norton Community High School, Jarrett Hagen, Ashlyn Liker, and Ryan Manning, and Audrey Bells from Phillipsburg High School. For students interested in seeking competence through career and technical education in one of the pre-approved schools in Northwest Kansas, the foundation awarded scholarships for $4,000, which may be renewed for 1 additional year, provided the student has maintained a satisfactory academic record. The winners of career and technical education scholarships locally are from Decatur Community High School, Katrina Neal, Reed Fort, and Cheyenne Hale. From Phillipsburg High School, Preston Beckman, Emma Dibble, Patrick Driggs, Alana Jindos, and Landon Wyatt. From Northern Valley High School, Jason Cox. And from Norton Community High School, Bodie Fonenstiel, Emma Ballou, and Ainsley Collins. Congratulations to all of the award winners. Services for Pastor Tim O. Meyer, 70 of Norton, will be held at the Redeemer Lutheran Church on Friday, March 15th at 10:30 a.m., and visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, March 14th at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation of blood to your community blood bank or the Red Cross, and condolences may be left at plummergopper.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with the high near 73 and breezy, with a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 44 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of showers after 2 p.m., otherwise it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 67. And on Wednesday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m., and then a slight chance of rain after 5 a.m. On Wednesday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 39. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, there's a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 8 a.m., and it should be mostly cloudy with the high near 50 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be partly sunny with the high near 54. On Saturday, mostly sunny with the high near 60. On Sunday, mostly sunny with the high near 51 and breezy. And on Monday, it should be sunny with the high near 53. Currently, with fair skies, it is 39 degrees. The humidity is 65%. The wind speed is northwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.75. The dew point is 28 degrees. And the current wind chill is 33 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that we will host our 75th annual meeting at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 18, 2024, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided to those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling the office at 785-877-5191 by March 13, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Chris Jones has signed his new contract with the Chiefs, and he says he will retire a Chief as a standout defensive end. Got a five-year deal worth nearly $160 million, which includes $95 million fully guaranteed. A Pro Bowler each of his last five seasons, Jones has been tapped as an All-Pro each of the past two seasons. He racked up a career-best 15.5 sacks in 2022 and 10.5 in just 16 games in 2023. Jones has a career stat line of 75.5 sacks, 12 forced fumbles, three fumble recoveries, and two interceptions. The Chiefs haven't done much more as the legal tampering period began yesterday. They did keep some of their own as they re-signed long snapper James Winchester, cornerback Nazee Johnson, linebacker Cole Christensen, offensive lineman Mike Caliendo, and defensive end Malik Hearing. Unfortunately, last night they did lose one player from the 2023 squad as punter Tommy Townsend has signed with the Texans per Adam Schefter. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
In search of the perfect cut for your lawn? Join the pursuit by choosing from a full line of Steel mowers. From gas and battery options to zero turns and push mowers, Steel offers a wide range of mowing solutions for homeowners and professionals. Right now, get 0% financing on your purchase with a Steel zero turn mower. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/mowers. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/...
Are you struggling with healthcare bills? Norton County Hospital is here to help with Epic River Loan Solutions. Applying takes less than 30 minutes and everyone is approved regardless of credit. Break your bill into manageable automatic monthly payments to build your credit. Plus, no penalties for upfront or prepayment. Don't let healthcare costs overwhelm you. Call Kelsey today, 785-874-2220.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, we have a trough of low pressure over the central Rockies that was continuing to pull in moisture across the plains. Another low pressure system at the surface was deepening in western Kansas that allowed for a fairly nice start to the morning. By this afternoon, this surface low will move east toward north central Kansas, keeping conditions rather windy south of I-70 with low humidity levels that will increase the fire danger threat. Moisture will continue to pose a threat for a few isolated thunderstorms, especially to the east of I-35 this afternoon. The threat of severe weather increases across northeast Kansas tomorrow. Even large hail and tornadoes may occur. in northwestern Kansas today. Sunny and a bit breezy at times. Our high temperature will be in the upper 60s. North central Kansas, low 70s for the afternoon high. Northeastern Kansas, sunny, breezy with a high today in the mid-70s. Southwestern Kansas, sunny with a high in the mid-70s today. South central Kansas, sunny and breezy with a high in the upper 70s. Mid-70s and windy across southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off, on the livestock side, expecting steady to lower cattle market this morning. Not a lot of activity taking place after on the cash side as far as 185 trade last week in the Southern Plains feedlots. So not anticipating a lot as far as early trade this week. Probably waiting until Thursday or Friday. Once again, that's pretty typical. As far as the overnight grain trends, wheat futures are down 4 3/4, corn futures down 3 1/4, and soybean futures down just about 2 cents overall. This despite the fact that the market did start higher, but eventually turned weaker throughout the overnight hours. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.